Major League Baseball 2018 has come to a close, and your Boston Red Sox are your World Series champions and the best team in baseball. So the offseason roundup is just around the corner, as some teams have started assigning people and started signing new coaches. But right now, today, the special episode on the Scoreboard Reports, we're going to look at some gold gloves, because we'll figure out who those are on November 4th. So as always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and let's get into it. So for the pitcher category for the American League, it is down to either Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros, Corey Kluber of the Cleveland Indians, or Masahiro Tanaka from the New York Yankees. Keuchel has won 3 gold gloves in his major league career, and out of all those guys, the way that the statistics have shown, Keuchel is on his way to his 4th gold glove. So good for Dallas Keuchel. I'm pulling for Dallas Keuchel in this. For the catcher spot in the American League, there is Yan Gomes from the Cleveland Indians, Martin Maldonado from the Houston Astros, and Salvador Perez from the Kansas City Royals. Salvador Perez has won 4. Martin Maldonado has actually won 1 in their careers, but I want to give the edge to actually Yan Gomes. Yan Gomes had a stellar career this year for the Indians and the Tribe, and his defense has played a huge role for them getting into the postseason as the pass balls, throwing guys out, all the fielding percentage that the catchers do take. For first base in the American League, there is Mitch Moreland from the Boston Red Sox, Matt Olson from the Oakland Athletics, and Justin Smoak for the Toronto Blue Jays. As if I were to pick one of these 3 guys right here, I would actually pick Matt Olson for the Oakland Athletics. He was the guy that went under the radar the entire season. He also did really good with his bat, too. But that's kind of a different story, the Silver Slugger. But I say Matt Olson will take the hand in this in taking it as in the final 3. Moreland has won 1 gold glove with the Texas Rangers. For second base in the American League, Ian Kinsler from the Boston Red Sox, Jed Lowry from the Oakland Athletics, Rougned Odor from the Texas Rangers. If I had to give the edge to any of these guys in this, I'd say Jed Lowry. Jed Lowry has been a very constant player in the MLB and also for second base. He has done really good flash in the leather, so I'm giving it to good old Jed Lowry. And Ian Kinsler has actually won 1 gold glove. For shortstop in the American League, Francisco Lindor for the Cleveland Indians, Marcus Semien from the Oakland Athletics, and Andrelton Simmons from the Los Angeles Angels. On this, I give it to Andrelton Simmons. Andrelton Simmons is known for his defense, but so is Francisco Lindor. But they both, the defense-wise is really good. The offensive-wise goes more edge to Francisco Lindor. But I'm going for Andrelton Simmons on this, as he has won 3, an AL and an NL. And Lindor has actually won 1 of the shortstop's gold gloves, so I'm going to give it to Andrelton Simmons. For third base, it's Alex Bregman from the Houston Astros, Matt Chapman from the Oakland Athletics, and Jose Ramirez from the Cleveland Indians. These finalists have never won a gold glove before, so I'm going to give this to Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman, defense-wise, is really good, but all 3 of these guys' defenses are really well, but I'm just going to give it to Alex Bregman because of his flashing leather in the postseason as well as in the regular season. For left field, there is Andrew Benintendi from the Boston Red Sox, Brett Gardner from the New York Yankees, and Alex Gordon from the Kansas City Royals. Gordon has won 5, and Brett Gardner has won 1 gold glove in their career, but I'm going to give it to Andrew Benintendi on this. Andrew Benintendi has made some clutch plays throughout the regular season and through the postseason in order to give his team some good saving plays and runs. So Andrew Benintendi is my pick for left field. For center field, there is Jackie Bradley Jr. from the Boston Red Sox, Adam Engel from the Chicago White Sox, and Mike Trout from the Los Angeles Angels. None of these finalists have actually won a gold glove before. That's very strange to hear. Mike Trout has never won a gold glove, but this is the year that Mike Trout does win a gold glove in my book, so center field is for Mike Trout. And for right fielder, is the finalists are Mookie Betts from the Red Sox, Cole Calhoun from the Los Angeles Angels, and Aaron Judge from the New York Yankees. Betts has won 2, and Calhoun has actually won 1, but I'm going to give it another 2 Mookie Betts in the Boston Red Sox. So right now, as it looks, there's going to be, for right field, I have Mookie Betts. For center field, I have Mike Trout. For left field, I have Andrew Benintendi. Shortstop, I have Andrelton Simmons. Second base, I have Jed Lowry. For first base, I have Matt Olson. For catcher, I have Yan Gomes. And for pitcher, I have Dallas Keuchel. It's really cool to see that the infield for the Oakland Athletics are very strong and equipped for their defensive skills, because all 4 guys in the infield were on the finalist section for this. So they should at least win 2 of the gold gloves. Now moving things over to the pitching side for the National League. Zach Greinke for the Arizona Diamondbacks, Clayton Richard from the San Diego Padres, and Julio Teheran for the Atlanta Braves. Greinke has won 4 gold gloves for his career, and I really don't think he's going to win it this year. I feel like Clayton Richard has been the underdog the entire season, helped him on defense-wise and with his pitching. That I feel like Clayton Richard will win the gold glove for pitchers. For catchers, it goes Yadier Molina from the St. Louis Cardinals, Manny Pena from the Milwaukee Brewers, and Buster Posey from the San Francisco Giants. Molina has won 8, and Posey has won 1. I don't think Molina will get it this year from the fact that he was hurt, but he has been hurt before and won the gold glove. But I feel like this year's going to go to Manny Pena. Manny Pena was that little under-the-radar guy that did really good defensive-wise. So Manny Pena, you're my pick. For first base, there's Freddie Freeman from the Atlanta Braves, Anthony Rizzo from the Chicago Cubs, and Joey Votto from the Cincinnati Reds. Rizzo and Votto have actually won 1 of the gold gloves so far, but I'm going to give this one to Freddie Freeman. Get him his first gold glove because he deserves it. For second base, it is Javier Baez from the Chicago Cubs, DJ LeMahieu from the Colorado Rockies, and Colton Wong from the St. Louis Cardinals. Colton Wong really hasn't shown – he showed his defensive side strengths because that's what he is capable of doing. DJ LeMahieu has done a little bit of both. But I feel like Javi Baez for second base will get this, even though he actually played some shortstop as well most towards the back half of the season. I'm giving the edge to Javi Baez. But DJ LeMahieu has actually won 2 gold gloves. For shortstop, it's Nick Ahmed from the Arizona Diamondbacks, Brandon Crawford from the San Francisco Giants, and Freddie Galvis from the San Diego Padres. Brandon Crawford has won 3 gold gloves, and I feel like he's going to win another one, as Brandon Crawford is just that solidifying that role in shortstop to be that constant guy on the defensive side. For third base in the National League, it's Nolan Arenado for the Colorado Rockies, Anthony Rendon from the Washington Nationals, and Travis Shaw from the Milwaukee Brewers. On this one, Arenado has won 5 gold gloves, and you can rack it up giving it his 6th gold glove. So Nolan Arenado is my pick. For left field, there's Corey Dickerson from the Pittsburgh Pirates, Adam Duvall from the Cincinnati Reds, and Christian Yelich from the Milwaukee Brewers. Yelich has won 1 gold glove in his lifetime, and he's going to win a 2nd one, as I feel like he will actually win the gold glove in left field. For center field, you have the Milwaukee Brewers' Lorenzo Cain, Billy Hamilton from the Cincinnati Reds, and Ender Inciarte from the Atlanta Braves. Inciarte has won 2, but I feel like this year it's going to give it to Billy Hamilton. Billy Hamilton for the Reds, known for his defense, known for his speed, so I give the edge to Billy Hamilton on this. And for right field to end it out is Jason Hayward from the Chicago Cubs, John Jay from the Arizona Diamondbacks, and Nick Markakis from the Atlanta Braves. Hayward has won 5 gold gloves, and Nick Markakis has won 2 in the American League. But I feel like Nick Markakis will get his first National League gold glove. So for once again, going from right field back to pitcher, I have right fielder is Nick Markakis, center fielder is Billy Hamilton, left field is Christian Yelich, third base is Nolan Arenado, first shortstop Brandon Crawford, second base Javi Baez, first base Freddie Freeman, catcher Manny Pena, and for pitcher Clayton Richard. So for pitcher is Clayton Richard. So those will actually be announced on November 4th, as we will see who is the Gold Gloves coming up here pretty soon in the Major League Baseball. But thank you for tuning in to the MLB Scoreboard Report, as this is the Roundup edition, so you're going to hear a lot of Roundup going around. So, yes, thank you for listening to the MLB Scoreboard Report. As always, I'm Kramer Sansone, and have a wonderful day.